We've all been there. Stuck in traffic at red light after red light. And when the line of cars finally begins to move, yes, you've guessed it. Another traffic signal. But for drivers on Fresno's notoriously busy Shaw Avenue, a new high-tech traffic synchronization project might soon make the commute a little more bearable. It's part of a citywide project that Patrick Y. Miller, Fresno's public works director, calls an intelligent transportation system.
Rather than operating traffic controls through mechanized operations, we do it through computerization and live real-time communication between monitoring points so that we can have basically software that along a given corridor traffic that's communicating to other locations and able to track what's going on with traffic.
Over the last year, crews have been working to install the synchronization equipment along an 8.5-mile stretch of Shaw Avenue from Highway 99 to Highway 168. The city expects the project to be complete by the end of April. But Shaw Avenue isn't the first major street in Fresno to get the synchronization treatment. Over the last 6 years, Herndon, Blackstone, and Clovis Avenues have all been upgraded.
Altogether, close to 100 intersection light signals that are controlled or influenced by intelligent transportation and traffic synchronization, and we hope to get that number close to 500 by the time we're done. We've just got a little over 500 signalized intersections here in the city of Fresno.
But what exactly is traffic synchronization?
Synchronization is really an old idea, and that is that you have a progression of signals and that they are coordinated so that as traffic moves from signal to signal, that it turns green at the time that the traffic arrives.
That was Randolph Hall, a professor of industrial and systems engineering at the University of Southern California and the editor of the Handbook of Transportation Science. He says the latest generation of synchronization takes advantage of new technology to optimize traffic flow and keep cars moving. In the case of Fresno system, sensors are implanted in city streets. The sensors gather real-time information and send it through an underground fiber optic cable network to the city's central traffic operation system, where traffic flow then can be regulated.
And in doing that, we can then coordinate the traffic signals in a way that moves cars in platoons, if you will, in groups, and moves them along and is able to reduce or eliminate their stops at red lights and able to move them along at the posted speed limit and be able to avoid or at least minimize the amount of time they would otherwise be stopped at intersections and idling.
But the effort isn't just about making it quicker to get from one side of town to the other. It's also about improving air quality.
The main point of the system is to improve our air quality and reduce those emissions. We have the added benefits that it decreases commute times and it increases the quality of life and the enjoyment of traveling by vehicle across our city.
The existing traffic light synchronization projects, including the Shaw Avenue project, have been funded through $25 million of air quality grants from the federal government. The Shaw Avenue project cost $3.5 million. But even with all the new technology behind the new computerized traffic system, both Weimiller and Hall agree that the success of Fresno's system rests largely with motorists themselves.
When you synchronize, it's always based on an assumed speed of traffic. And that can be the speed limit. It could be a little bit above the speed limit.
Hall says that those who like to speed won't likely see any benefits.
So if you're driving either slower or faster than the assumed progression, then you may hit red lights. So if the first person at the intersection is a speeder, when they get to the next signal, they're likely to see a red light when they arrive there. If they're going at the assumed speed, then they would get a green light.
According to the city, traffic light synchronization on Herndon Avenue has decreased the average commute time by 5 minutes. And because cars idle less at traffic signals, the potential for improved air quality in the region is high, Weimiller says.
Our experience in the past has been a 23% reduction in commute times. So depending on how far they're traveling, we expect them to be able to improve that by about 20% or so.
Weimiller is looking forward to the synchronization of Shaw Avenue. He says he's excited to see the report from the city's central traffic operation system after the Shaw project is completed, so tweaks can be made to the route.
We have real-time information about traffic flow, traffic counts. All of that is being captured in a real-time basis. We work very purposefully to keep traffic flowing as smoothly as possible.
After the Shaw Avenue project is complete, the city hopes to connect areas of town that aren't on the fiber optic network via wireless connectors to improve traffic flow throughout the rest of Fresno. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra Romero.
Give me the green light. I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to go right now. Smile, working your back like it's going out of style.